listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is time for our conversation with our friends over at 1517 The Legacy Project. Joining us by phone today, Scott Keith with 1517 The Legacy Project. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, Andy. How are you? Good morning to you as well.
Well, thanks. I'm doing well, thanks. I hope you're having a good week. Looking forward to hearing about what's going on over at 1517 The Legacy Project this week.
I am having a good week. We've been quite busy. Got a lot going on right now.
Yeah? Well, tell us about some of the writing or other things available from 1517.
Well, we're looking forward to, in February, the release of our latest book, which is by Pastor Brian Thomas, which will be called Wittenberg versus Geneva. And what Pastor Thomas does in that book is he goes through a very thoughtful approach to the differences in Lutheran and Calvinist doctrine on various aspects of theology, some of the main ones that we might run into, like starting with the providence of God and Christology and baptism and the Lord's Supper. And I think the benefit to Pastor Thomas's approach is that he comes in a very organically Lutheran way by arguing from the text to the idea, rather than from the idea to the text. And it makes his whole approach just seem very natural if we're Lutherans reading this. And it even has an endorsement by Dr. Mike Horton, who's himself a Calvinist scholar, who says on his endorsement, too, that Pastor Thomas has done a wonderful job of representing the Calvinist position well. So looking forward to that coming out in February. We'll do a bit of a launch with it, and it'll be available at 15legacy.com, and I'm sure up at Amazon and everywhere else.
That's great. You know, that's ironic because I was just thinking this morning, you know, I have several friends who come from a Reformed background. I wish I really understood what are the differences and what are the points of agreement between Luther and Calvin and how their teaching has grown over the years, you know, how it's been embraced and built upon since then as well. What are the differences now between Lutheranism and Calvinism? And so that's great. Glad to hear that's coming out. you mentioned that it'll be available at 1517, The Legacy. I assume in print. Will any other formats it'll be available in?
Well, we're trying to release all our books in both print, hardcover, softcover, digital format, as far as ebooks across the different platforms. And then we've also been working on audio versions of several of the books as well. So it might take a few months for all of those things to spin up, but once they do, it should be available across the board in any format which you'd like to read it or engage it.
Very good. Cool. And that's coming out in February, right?
Yeah, the goal is to get that launched right around the 1st of February. Pastor Thomas will be at the Christ Hold Fast conference in February doing a book signing event, so we have to have it by the 18th. So it'll be available then, but we hope to get it out sooner than that. It's just a matter of getting all the T's crossed and the I's dotted and set properly and then out to print.
What's the name of the book again?
It's called Wittenberg versus Geneva by Pastor Brian Thomas.
I think there's a basketball game with the same name here in St. Louis when Concordia Seminary plays Covenant Seminary in basketball.
That's kind of funny. It's a little crosstown rivalry, Wittenberg versus Geneva. That's great.
But other things coming out from 1517 that we can expect early this year.
Yeah, so a couple of my friends that your listeners may be familiar with, Dr. Rod Rosenblatt and Dr. Adam Francisco, and I sat down this week and we recorded two, I guess you'd call them pilots, of a podcast we're hoping to release here in the next couple of weeks called the Thinking Fellows Podcast. The name comes from the Thinking Fellows, which are part of 1517 Legacy Project. They're all of our contributors. And what we do typically for the Thinking Fellows is we get together for what we call a thinkery monthly, where we all kind of come together. And it's our attempt at an inklings gathering, pretty much, where we'll sometimes bring out what everyone's working on and read it aloud and get critique and feedback. Yeah, so it's interesting. It's been a good time doing the thinkeries with all of the different Thinking Fellows and getting the feedback on what we're working on. But what we wanted to do was sort of recreate a little bit of the ethos of those gatherings in a podcast format. So how we're doing it is Rod and Adam come over to my place and we light a cigar or a pipe and pour some a little bit of an adult beverage and start to have a conversation. And how we're approaching it, at least at the beginning, is we're using the Loci method, as Philip Melanchthon conceived of it early on in 1521, and that's just a method of ordering topics of theology. And we're using his ordering from 1521 to go through different topics of theology. So this week we recorded two episodes, one on sin and one on the law. Next week we'll record an episode on the gospel. And it's basically a casual conversation as we talk about how these concepts are represented in the scriptures and how they come to us and how those scriptures speak to us and breathe those doctrines to us and the impact that they have on our faith and our doctrine in our lives. And it's great having Dr. Rosenblatt there because he's so used to sitting at a microphone and just giving these wonderful explanations that are easy to understand. And then having Dr. Francisco there really helps us get a historical perspective, and a little bit of world religions and his background with studying Islam helps a lot there too. And then I'm just basically, I just sit there and look pretty and do my best where I can.
So it sounds like the coming together of some great thinkers and theological thinkers and some good discussion might have some fun along the way as well.
Yeah, we hope to, on future episodes, invite some other people from the Thinking Fellows on board. If people go to 1517 Legacy Project and click on the contributors tab at the top, you see everybody that's in that. Brian Thomas, the author we just spoke of, is part of that too. And so we hope to invite them in as their areas of expertise come up and join in the conversation. And we've got the pilots going. They've been going around for people to view and give some feedback on, but I'm pretty sure those will be up on the website within the next couple of weeks.
Well, very good. All helpful resources to help us. What is the goal of 1517? You put a lot of work into providing resources like this, the podcast, the books, the writings, the blogs. What is the goal? What is the purpose of 1517?
We want, at the end of the day, we want to get the message of the gospel about peace, the freedom that's been won for sinners on account of Christ, out in as many formats as we possibly can. And as part of doing that, we sponsor several blog sites that we believe do that to some degree or another, or engage Christ in culture and how can the Christian live virtuously within the culture, engaging it however and whenever possible. And podcast, publishing house, New Reformation Publications. We have a speakers bureau that we send people, especially here in Southern California, but even nationwide and worldwide, out to train parishioners and congregations on specifically evangelism and apologetics, how to both give their faith away, how to share the gospel, and how to defend their faith when they're doing that. Again, the goal is for us is to reach out with various resources, reach out with the gospel through our various resources to anybody that we can reach, and to be a resource for congregations, parishioners, pastors, anybody who's trying to do the same.
Well, very good. Any other resources coming out this year or in the early part of this year?
Yeah, we have several books in the hopper. I can't really give out all the names yet because I don't know the release date. I don't want to get people too excited. But we're set, I think, to release four books this year, all of which are designed to be resources for people who are either evangelizing or doing apologetic work or are just in need of hearing that gospel message as clearly and as concisely as possible so that the Word of God can come into their heart and through the Spirit they can either come to faith or have their strength, faith, and strength, faith.
That works too, to have their strength, faith, and
fast.
They can have their strength, faith, and
yeah.
Well, that's great. The website for 1517, pretty easy to remember, right?
It is. It's just 1517legacy.com.
All right. That's pretty easy. Well, thank you, Scott. Always a joy to talk with you. Anything else as we wrap up our conversation today?
No. I mean, we appreciate all the support. We always invite people if they appreciate what we're doing, appreciate how we're trying to get the gospel message out to congregations and even the world, that they pray about it. And if they feel that they're able to support us, and they can do that at 1517legacy.com too, just by clicking the red donate button at the upper right hand corner.
Thanks so much, Scott Keith with 1517 The Legacy Project.
Thank you.
Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, on behalf of Concordia Plan Services, Lutheran Church Extension Fund, the LCMS Foundation, Lutheran Housing Support Corporation, Concordia University System, and Corporate Synod, daily reaches out to our members and partners, working together to support our local, global, and international ministries, church workers, and LCMS initiatives at large to carry the mission forward and to serve each other in love. Opportunities to serve, lcms.org/jobsboard.
Do you know how your savings and investments are being used by your commercial financial institution? Hi, this is Rich Robertson, President and CEO of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. We all need to be comfortable with how our money is being used. Recent market jumps really brought that back home for many of us. That's why investing with LCEF is so attractive for so many LCMS members and organizations. Visit lcef.org or call us at 800-843-5233.
Good morning, I'm Andy Bates. A little sacred music before we get to morning prayer here. It's so great to have this time with you. Hope you can stick around for morning prayer coming up during the 8 o'clock hour. Here is John Rutter and the Cambridge Singers on Worldwide KFUO.